Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Should the Son of Sam law be changed? That's the argument that is being made right now in reaction to Asa Elrib's Peacock G-Unit payday when it comes to the documentary that she is participating in for the Peacock Network. They're trying to get that little loophole that's in there removed where family members can profit off of a book, a movie, a documentary in this case, from someone that has allegedly committed a horrible crime, like her husband is accused of, Rex Huerman, accused of being the Long Island serial killer. This is an interesting argument, and I'm curious to get your take on this. Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Go and download that as soon as you're done listening to this. Always fascinating conversations in that show. I don't know. I don't even know how I feel about this. Number one, I don't really think it's a great thing that Asa's getting $1 million payday on this, although it's rights to use her image. That's how they're wording it, so it doesn't look like Peacock's paying her. But at the same point, if you're going to go down this road and this is going to be the change in the law, not everyone is Asa Elrib. Not every family member of a horrible, evil human being is out there trying to get a big payday. Sometimes they're just trying to live their life and be a victim advocate, like Carrie Rawson, BTK's daughter, is a prime example. Right. Where I would say, yeah, she deserves to make a living to support herself while at the same time doing good, even though it is connected to something very tragic. But there is a positive spin to it. Not always feeling that here with Asa. Bob, what are your thoughts on this proposal to this bill?
Much like you, it's kind of a fascinating area to delve into because, you know, the thing specifically with Asa is I understand that she's filed a petition for dissolution, but the fact of the matter is she's not divorced, and that money is technically marital, meaning that it's half his, prison or not, jail or not.
Yeah.
It's part of the marital estate. So technically he is making money. He is profiting from it by way of Asa signing the deal. Now, obviously, and she signed it before the divorce was finalized.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a pretty strong legal argument there that it's in violation of it. But, you know, like you said, you do have situations where, like, you have, and like, people, like, so I think sometimes forget that, like, people like Carrie Rawson, or, you know, if you really do have a spouse that is unwitting as to what their husband is doing and is turns out that they're a monster and they didn't know, they're victims. It's a much different type of victim than obviously the people that lost their lives or the victims' families, but you know, they're a victim nonetheless. And I mean, like Carrie Rawson, like you said, like I'm a huge advocate for her, you know, cause like I'll be on Twitter and I'll see people coming after her.
Yeah.
Like repeatedly, like, oh, you're making money. You wrote a book. Oh, you're making money for TV. I'm like, so what? I'm like, she had she's using the trauma that she survived. And like, I always want to try to like, if there was a way I could pull somebody like through my phone and just sit them down and say, hey, you know what? Like, I want you for 1 second to try to walk like a step, not even a mile, in Carrie Rawson's shoes.
Yeah.
And try to understand the kind of trauma that she went through and continues to go through and still struggles with to this day.
Yeah.
And she's fighting all that in order to try to provide some insight that probably a handful of people on the planet could provide in terms of that kind of terror, that kind of trauma, and how to survive it. And not only that, like really trying to help shut down. And like she's on the side of like, like advocate of the Son of Sam law. You know what I'm saying? Like she really is. But in terms of like, she's trying to assist law enforcement to hang more victims on her father. You know what I'm saying? It's like her whole side of it is like, I'm very protective of Carrie whenever I see people coming after her. Yeah. So like, I mean, you make a great point. I mean, there are certainly circumstances where, you know, people that are willing to do work and believe me, writing a novel is work. And when you're having to go through something as traumatic as that and reliving it in terms of writing a book, you know, believe me, she's feeling every bit of that.
Yeah.
Like when she's and like to say that somebody that's willing to put themselves out there and expose herself to the hate.
Yeah.
Like they're just people out there that just are like, you know, that there is no, there's no getting through to them. They're like, no, man, it's like no one should be profiting off this. I mean, like, cause you can extend it to what we do.
Oh yeah.
Like you the entire say, yeah. true crime, like we're all making money talking about other people's misfortune.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like we always hear about that argument. I think that all of us have tried to shift to a much more ethical approach to it.
Yeah.
I think that all of us are trying to be way, way more considerate of the victims and their families' feelings.
Yeah.
I think that, you know what I'm saying? It's like back when it was all sensationalized, like they weren't even thinking about the victims. So I think in a very positive way that we've made a huge turn with respect to how we're treating the content. Understanding that this is, you know, that we're covering the worst day of someone's life and then the worst day of their family's life, you know, many times. And that we have to be incredibly respectful of that and do things with, you know, with grace and kindness and the understanding that this is, you know, a very traumatic experience for somebody. So, you know, but at the same time, we're still doing it, you know, and there's a lot of like, I don't know that there's a bigger genre out there right now than true crime. Yeah, man.
I mean, it really comes down to intent on something like this, but how do you legislate intent when one person's intent can be completely good? Like in our world, it's informing, it's educating, it's helping people understand this world and the monsters that are out there in it and the psychology of it. You know, in Carrie's case, she's out there. And like you said, one of the very few people on the planet who has the perspective that she does from where she came from to help, to be a victim advocate, to be doing good and taking that trauma and making it for good. And then you have something like this where I don't know what Asa's intents are, but on the surface, it doesn't look good optic-wise. It looks very much like trying to profit off of this death or these murders. I mean, it could be different, but if one has the intent of let's get a payday out of this and it's not for good, yeah, I see where this law would make sense or the expansion of the law would make sense. But again, I feel like the Asa Elrips of the world are like 1 in 100 out of everyone else who may be in a situation like this. So it's a tricky place.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, as far as Asa goes, I mean, we kind of do have an idea. I mean, when she made the play to get the guns back, you know, crying for, you know, I mean, like, we know that she's making the play for the money.
Yeah.
You know, she's claiming that, you know, she doesn't have the money to live. Like I don't know what their financial situation is. I know that they own multiple properties. I mean, the guy was an architect.
Yeah,
I'm assuming they have some assets. I don't know. But,
we don't know. But,
you know, like with her, the only way that I can see it is it's kind of sleazy. Like that's just how I feel about her. That's what the optics are on it. You know, and that's why I'm really can we have this conversation like a few weeks back about, you know, the intent of that filmmaker, the documentarian, is to nail her. Yeah. Like that thing that we always talk about, like how couldn't she know? You know, and then we have these affidavits that slip out with, you know, with John Ray getting them out there to the world that, you know, with these sex parties that were going on and you had to know that Asa was there. And like, believe if you don't think that the documentarians are aware of all of that, you're nuts.
Yeah.
She doesn't think that they're aware of all that. She's nuts.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't think that their entire goal is to get just another Robert Durst, the Jinx.
Yeah.
Hot bike situation where she's mumbling something to herself that is dead. Like she's nuts. I mean, that's 100% what they're trying to do. And you know what? I mean, if you've got that kind of vibe that I do, that these are ill-gotten gains, that, you know, she's not going into this with clean hands, that, you know, then you're kind of rooting that karma's going to turn around and slap her in the face. And, you know, she's going to end up regretting this beyond regret, because it's going to turn around and bite her in the butt. But I mean, only time will tell.
Yeah, that's it. We just got to sit here, watch and see if karma does come around.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No